Hello and welcome, everybody. It's 1:30 p.m. here in the Iranian capital, Tehran. This is Press TV Top 5 with me, Bardia Honardar. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has ruled out foreign intervention in resolving the Syrian conflict.
It is the Syrian people's vote that determines the future of the country. They are the ones who decide their future government. No country or foreign power can make decisions for the future of Syria. To resolve the crisis, all must contribute to the restoration of security and the establishment of democracy in Syria. Regional countries have a more important role, and they come first in helping resolve the conflict.
Rouhani made the remarks at a joint press conference with visiting Austrian President Heinz Fischer in Tehran. He stressed that Iran will negotiate with any country that can help in restoring peace and establishing democracy in Syria. Rouhani said the most important thing is the resolution of the conflict and the return of Syrian refugees to their homes. The Iranian president also hailed the friendly relations between Tehran and Vienna. For his part, President Fischer said the resolution of Iran's nuclear dispute has opened a new chapter in its relations with other world countries. He said the two sides are committed to expanding relations in all fields and have agreed to cooperate in fighting terrorism. Author and radio host Stephen Lendman joins us now from Chicago. Mr. Lendman, welcome to the program. Give us your thoughts on the recent comments made by Iranian President Hassan Rouhani about ruling out foreign intervention in resolving the Syrian conflict and stressing that the fate of Syria lies in the hands of Syrians themselves.
Badia, I absolutely agree with President Rouhani. And international law is very, very clear on this. No nations may interfere in the internal affairs of others for any reason at all, except self-defense if they're attacked. Well, Syria is the country being attacked. Syria did not attack another country. It doesn't threaten another country. There's no evidence of anything in that regard. So what's going on in Syria is foreign interference, and there's no question that the terrorists, Islamic State and Al-Qaeda and the others, U.S. Trained and imported death squads against the Assad government to oust it and replace it with a pro-Western puppet regime, and this absolutely must stop. And, I mean, we saw it in several other countries. We're seeing it in Syria. If it's not stopped, it'll simply move on from one country to another, continued war, endless war, ravaging one country after another and killing millions of people. That's the American agenda. That's what has to be stopped.
In the recent press conference held in Tehran, President Rouhani also spoke about the issue of extremism and terrorism and how it can bring about instability not only in the region but also in the entire world. He added that it requires collective efforts to combat terrorism and extremism.
Oh, absolutely. I think it begins at the grassroots. I'd like to see people, ordinary people, in Western countries mainly, because that's the nexus of the problem. Ordinary people get so fed up with these endless wars, with the resources of these nations, beginning with America, devoted for wars and killing and destruction, instead of using those resources for peace and stability and serving internal needs and the things that ordinary people need, benefiting ordinary people instead of harming them. But it'll never happen if ordinary people don't rise up and demand something different. And even then, it would be a long struggle to see any kind of a change take place. But if this isn't done, these wars will continue endlessly, and my greatest fear is we'll end up with another global war that could be with nuclear weapons, and that could be devastation for the entire planet.
Author and radio host Stephen Lendman joining us from Chicago. It's great to have you with us, sir.